Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Boron is on the WBEN Trocare College live line from sendyourkidstocollege.org. The wheeling and dealing between colleges and incoming students seems to be changing, Jeff. I mean, it seemed like May 1st, what's the deadline? A student knew what school they would be attending, and then they knew what they were paying. But now, looking at a New York Times story, it seems like schools like Syracuse are coming back to students who turned them down with some oftentimes incredible offers. Is this rare, or are you seeing more of this?
Well, it is unusual, you know, especially as you mentioned, May 1st is traditional decision day, and, you know, students commit and start the process of getting ready to go to college. But what a school like Syracuse was finding is they have algorithms, they have a whole team designed to maximize the amount of money coming out of the incoming class of students. So getting into college is one thing, paying for college obviously is another. For students that maybe perhaps wanted to go to Syracuse, but financially it wasn't a fit because it's a $92,000 a year school, they probably made a decision to go elsewhere. And Syracuse has now found themselves with empty seats in the classroom, and empty seats don't produce revenue for that school. So it almost seems like a desperation attempt to, hey, come on back, you know, we'll throw a bunch of money at you and we can fill our seats. And a little bit of money is better than no money for that seat.
I mean, some of the numbers in this report are kind of eye-popping. Anything from 10 to 20, 30 or more $1,000 per year. I mean, gives the total, $200,000 over the course of 4 years that you could get off of a college education to one of these big universities. Is this like a normal thing that would go on, or is this a new phenomenon?
Well, it's a little bit of both, Brian. The first thing that's happening out there is 2025 is the first year where we're going to start to see declines in college age students. Our birth rates went down approximately 17, 18 years ago. And so colleges will be competing for a smaller population of incoming freshmen. The other thing that's happening is you're really breaking up schools into three classifications. You've got the state schools like our SUNYs. You've got the elites like a Harvard or a Yale or an MIT. And then essentially you've got everybody else in the middle. And it's those schools in the middle, like a Syracuse, or even locally, if we look at a Canisius or Niagara, a St. Bonaventure, they're struggling because they're not the value of the SUNY, and they don't have the name of Harvard or Yale. So they have to do some pretty steep tuition discounting to remain competitive and, again, fill those seats in the classroom.
I'm wondering, Jeff, is this maybe something that families should think about and not take first offers from universities, hold out for more?
Right. What I typically do when we're working with families in Western New York is we do an appeal process. That usually happens March, April timeframe. Obviously, there's sufficient time to get an answer back before May 1st. But the appeals process, we generally like to have a reason why we think we deserve more money. It's not that, hey, we were bad savers and, you know, we went to Disney four times a year. That's not what the college wants to hear. But they want to hear about things that perhaps don't come through on the financial aid forms. Like, hey, we have, you know, steep medical expenses for a member of the family, or my husband just lost his job and that doesn't report, you know, on the financial filings that we did for school. So there is some deep discounting there. Which is really designed to be to make the school more competitive.
Ooh, I think we could probably do a whole show on great reasons or things that you could give. No one believed in my family that I was smart enough to go to college, and here that they didn't save for me, so now here I am. You know, something like that could work out. I mean, these are big numbers. Would you, though? I mean, it sounds like you would kind of advise against like the game of chicken, so to speak, waiting until the very last minute to pick your school.
Yeah, I try to stick to the traditional May 1st deadline because, again, this some of these tactics, I look at it almost as a desperation attempt that they really misjudged how large the incoming class was going to be, how many students would actually accept the awards that Syracuse first went out with. But, you know, again, students are starting to look at this, and as I work with families, every year it gets better and better. They're starting to realize that you've got to get the value out of what you pay for school. And if that degree or that diploma from, let's say, a SUNY school versus Syracuse, which is $92,000 a year, if that lands you the same job at the same pay, you've got to really justify, why did I pay three times as much to go here to get the same result?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Hey, you know, one of the things that always helps is scholarships, and you have the Send Your Kids to College scholarship, and the deadline for applications is coming up soon.
Yes, students can apply on the Send Your Kids to College website. It's sendyourkidstocollege.org, and it'll pop right up with the scholarship application. The deadline is June 30th. And we award $1,000 scholarships, and it's only for Western New York students. So the application pool isn't nationwide. There's not, a million applicants coming in. It's just for Western New York high school students.
All right, good to know. SendYourKidsToCollege.org. Jeff, thank you. That's Jeff Boron from Send Your Kids to College.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.